Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 237. Today we are going to take up a new organ for discussion, that is spleen. While discussing lymph vessels and lymph nodes, we saw that the lymphatic system consists of lymphatic organs like a spleen in addition to lymph vessels and lymph nodes. Spleen is an organ found in the left side of upper abdomen behind the stomach and just below the diaphragm. We can call spleen as a specialized lymph node. It has got important functions like filtering blood and storing platelets or thrombocytes. Platelets are produced in the bone marrow among other blood cells, and their function is to repair any wound by its blood clotting ability in order to save the individual from bleeding to death. For instance, if a blood vessel wall is cut or injured, these platelets get sticked together to seal the breakage in it, thereby stopping the bleeding. This process of clot formation is called coagulation. We study spleen and the whole of the lymphatic system here because it belongs to the group of organs derived from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Needless to say, there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. That means, being a lymph node located in the left side of the body, the brain controlling center in the cerebral medulla is found in the right side. I had told while discussing other lymph vessels and lymph nodes that we consider spleen separately in another chapter because of the different biological conflict linked to it. Even though it is also a self-devaluation conflict associated with blood, the specific biological conflict linked to spleen is called a bleeding conflict or injury conflict. Nature has a biological purpose of saving an individual who happened to meet with an injury or cut from bleeding to death by enabling him to continue fighting. This bleeding conflict or injury conflict can occur in both real and figurative terms. When there occurs an injury, the bleeding that follows causes a real conflict. Similarly, any other hemorrhage, like a heavy menstrual period, presence of blood in stool, urine or vaginal discharge, etc., can cause the bleeding conflict with a great panic. If the individual has got some idea about certain so-called diseases as related to blood, like a leukemia or blood cancer, HIV/AIDS, dialysis or blood transfusions requiring conditions, a distressful blood test, etc., and if he happens to be diagnosed or advised to adopt those procedures, we can say that he figuratively triggered with a bleeding or injury conflict. Similarly, if a person is advised to take blood thinning medications throughout his life by a doctor, and if he is aware of a danger of severe bleeding, he is likely to suffer from a bleeding conflict every time he takes those drugs. Having understood well the biological conflict linked to the organ spleen, we will now move on to learn the symptomatology during conflict active phase following the bleeding or injury conflict. Like any other organ derived from new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, the spleen gets necrotized by creating little holes either inside or towards outside the organ. Once the DHS or bleeding has occurred or throughout the period of CA phase, the thrombocytes are not required in the peripheral blood and hence they move from the peripheral bloodstream to the spleen. There are enough number of necrotized areas in the spleen as a result of conflict activity to act as a reservoir to store the platelets until the bleeding conflict is resolved. Therefore, at this stage, the platelet count will be low, and if the conflict is very intense, this will again become still lower to develop the condition known as thrombocytopenia. Earlier we studied while discussing the SBS of the bones and joints that during the CA phase following a severe self-devaluation conflict, the bone marrow also can undergo low platelet production and cause thrombocytopenia. The thrombocytopenia associated with the CA phase of the spleen program helps to serve the purpose of preventing the formation of blood clots in the blood vessels also. Due to the decreased number of platelets, there is a tendency to bruise and bleed more easily, just as it happens during the CA phase of the bone marrow program. This can again cause fresh or further conflicts of bleeding conflict or injury conflict. Many patients who are diagnosed as diabetics get conflicted with a blood sugar conflict when they meet with an injury to run the same program. Friends, we stop here for today. We will continue with the spleen tomorrow. Please hang on. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.